gentlemen, welcome to the March 27th edition, episode 62 of the Hughes Sports Podcast. I am your host, of course, Jake Hughes. Alongside me, the old man, how the hell are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's been a good week. But I'm going to ask our listeners, I'm going to ask them to do something. I know I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but I'm going to do it. If you're listening, do me a favor. Whatever you're listening on, copy the link and share it with your friends. It doesn't cost you anything, but it means a whole bunch to us.
Yes. And if you're watching on YouTube live right now or pre-recorded, watching it back when you have time, hit that like button. Drop a comment from where you're listening from. If you're listening on the podcast format where it's just the audio, you're missing about 32.75% of the show.
32.75.
Yeah.
Scientifically proven.
Not exactly one third, just under one third of the show. But if you're listening on one of your podcast platforms, whichever podcast platform, also hit that subscribe button. Also hit that review button. Give us a 5-star review. Or 1-star. Just give us a review. Tell us how we're doing. Let us know feedback for the show because we like to know what you beautiful people are thinking.
Yeah. Sorry, I was sharing. That's what I was doing, folks. I was sharing.
He claims that. He was just texting people. He was like, oh my God, I have to do this podcast again. I have to listen to Jake for like 50 minutes.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, that's what you do.
Oh, that's what
do. Oh, yeah.
Come on! Hey, Oral is grumpy old man, grumpy old gray-haired man day.
Isn't that every day that ends with a Y when you get to that age?
I want some respect.
You know what? Maybe if you get onto your lawn with your cane and start yelling at them young whippersnappers, you can get some. But you know what needs to have some respect on people's names? And I just saw a tweet that you replied to.
Oh,
I just want to pull this up.
Oh my goodness. I know which one. I loved it. I was howling. I was literally,
I've lost it now.
Laughing.
It's gone now. It's gone forever.
No, it's not.
Well, you can pull it up then, but
I can pull it up. Can't I?
People, the Canucks have been in first place in the Pacific since the very beginning of the season. The Canucks have been in the top five teams since the very beginning of the season. Put some goddamn respect on their name.
Wow.
Drives me nuts. Absolutely nutty.
Here it is. So we've got the name blocked out, but it's titled Fix Games. I just want to say how sad it is that you guys are following a team as overrated as the Canucks. Whether you believe it or not, this year has been a fixed season for them, 100% easy to prove. Dot, dot, dot. Also, one way to prove this is there is no such thing as overnight success. Can't be done. Also, some of the records they have isn't even possible.
I don't understand that last one.
It gets better. Are there only top teams in the league with some of these results out of how many top teams? That's a little fishy. Anyway, there are many ways of proving this. Proving what? That the Canucks are cheating? Like, I don't understand this whole tweet.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up here just so we can see it if you're watching here.
No, don't get us wrong. Rob Williams didn't post this.
Well, Rob Williams posted this. This was not an email from Rob Williams.
No, oh, it's an email.
It's an email set, like, yeah, it's in the junk folder. Got automatically put into the junk folder.
Thank God.
How is this, like, I'm just going to leave it here for people to really bask in the glory of this. Absolutely bad shit insane. A top team. First off, overnight successes in sports happen all the time.
On a regular basis.
On a quite regular basis. And this top team that's apparently fixing games is about to clinch the playoffs and be the first team in the West to do so. There's only one team that has clinched playoffs. There might be a second team tonight, I believe Boston has a chance to clinch, to follow up with the Rangers clinching. But tomorrow we play the Stars. And that's a clinching game. The game against the Kings was a clinching game.
It should have been.
We played about a period and 5 minutes of hockey that I would say is up to Vancouver standards.
It's so hard to play against the Kings. They play a 1990s, I'm going to say, maybe 80s style of hockey that we used to call the trap.
Yep.
I don't know what they call it now. But
it's still called the trap. Is it still called the trap?
I figured they'd have a new name for it by now.
Why? Because that's what you just trap your opponents. You get a goal to one goal lead and you suffocate them.
It's so boring. It's the boringest. But I remember when, I don't know which team it was, but there was one team that figured out how to beat the trap, and every team picked up on it and got rid of the trap. So I don't know why more teams haven't picked up on it again, because freak.
So I agree with you. Wholeheartedly agree with you. And I was listening to Sportsnet 650 down in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And listening to Canucks Talk with Thomas Drantz and Jamie Dodd. And Thomas Drantz brought up a really good point. At the core, the Canucks play the exact same style of hockey that the Kings play. We just have higher end talent. So when we get those breakaways and we get that, the opportunity to control the puck, there's excitement.
Well, yeah. And I mean, we play more of a forechecking board game where they drop back into their own neutral zone and just stuff it. That's the trap. Right, yeah, that's why they call it a trap.
Yeah, and I mean the big. I just think this, like, and he brought it up, and I kind of thought about it and watched back some highlights, if you can call them that, from the game against the Kings.
Oh.
We have usually only one forechecker. We just have a lot of speed in that forechecker.
Yes,
where they don't have that, they just all back off. So I see where he's coming up, being like, "Hey, we play a very similar style, and that's why." When they play together, it's a boring game. It's never exciting. And God, I hope.
Don't want to face them.
We do not face them in the first round or the second round or the third round. I don't care where, when we, they need to be knocked out before we play them.
Yes. Cause they have our number. And Carlos, I hope you're listening. Jake, I want this to be a meme. Carlos, go to hell. Okay. Carry on.
You can't ask for something to be a meme.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. I mean, you can ask for it. That doesn't mean it's going to be.
You just said I couldn't ask.
Okay, well, you can ask. That doesn't mean it's going to be memed.
I want a meme.
You make it yourself?
Fine. Fuck, I got to do everything around here.
Yeah, okay. So, right now, we are talking kind of before, we're a little late because the old man likes to talk a lot. Don't look away at. Who had to interrupt who and say, hey, shit, we're late?
I did.
That's lies and slander.
I sound like an old man when I'm laughing now.
You are an old man.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Canucks can clinch tomorrow against the Stars.
Will they?
That is the question at hand here. That's what I'm posing to you. The Stars are in a playoff position right now, I believe. Yeah, they're top of the Central Division. So it's not an easy game.
Oh, no.
If we lose to them, we will not win first in the West, I don't think. Like, we'd have to win more games than the Stars win.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Because they right now, they're one game up and one point up. So... Right.
I have a feeling, and I'll make my predictions later, but I think we're going to win. I think we clinch.
I hope we do. I hope it's just done and out of the way.
We only lose one, and then we seem to put a string together.
Well, in the last five, we've gone 3-2 in the last five.
Yeah.
So, like, if you do that in the playoffs, you're winning every single series. If you go 1, You win three, lose one, win three. That's a success record. Record. Jesus Christ, easy for me to say.
Apparently.
But now here comes the question that I don't want to answer. I'm going to move this up because we have it. I have it lower, but I didn't quite get done setting things up. This starting later really screwed me up. I'm not going to lie. The first show in our new slot, but playoff update. If we start today, the Canucks would play Nashville. With the Dallas Stars being 1 point ahead, we're not going to take into account point percentage, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. We're just going straight by points. Vancouver will play Nashville if the playoffs started today, and I do not like that matchup.
I think it's better than the Golden Noodles.
I don't. I don't wholeheartedly... If you asked me this a month ago, month and a half ago, I would have agreed with you wholeheartedly.
I think... There's two teams I don't want to face, and the first one, as we talked about already, is
LA,
and the other team is the Golden Noodles. Even though they haven't been on fire as of late, when they get all their players back in the first game of the playoffs, because you know that's going to happen, that spleen is going to be miraculously cured, and... they're all going to come back. What is there, three players off?
I think so, yeah.
He's going to be miraculously cleared to play.
Mark Stone, for those who are wondering why he's playing the pronoun GIMP, doesn't remember his name, I guarantee it. Mark Stone is the guy who will be back from a ruptured spleen.
Stop. Why do you fucking call me out like that? You don't need to do that.
Makes me giggle.
Anyway,
he'll be back. There's like two other players. I can't remember.
Yeah. So that, I mean, they're going to be hard to beat, I think. So I would rather play Nashville.
Nashville hasn't lost in regulation since the middle of February.
But have they played us?
No.
Yeah, that's why.
No, but they played the Avalanche.
Yep.
They beat the Kings. We can't do that.
What's our record against Nashville?
That's a good question.
That's why I ask them. I ask the good questions. You're supposed to have the good answers, but no, you got to Mr. Google it.
Yeah, that's why we have won all three games.
Oh, I knew that answer, by the way. I don't ask questions when I don't know the answers.
That's not true at all. You ask questions all the time.
I knew this answer because I was listening to Canucks Army. What is it? What are that?
With, Canucks Convo?
With Harmon and Quad.
Quad, yep.
Yeah. Anyway. So I would rather face Nashville. That's just my choice.
So I understand the boogeyman Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh.
Theory. It's a very great theory. But they have not played well. Even with Mark Stone in the lineup and healthy, they were not playing well. It's not like they Mark Stone went out and they fell from like first in the Pacific. They fell out of the playoff, like out of the top three pretty early on and have not been able to keep, have been barely able to keep up. It wasn't until last night that they really solidified, like 90% sure that they're going to make the playoffs. There's still a chance that they could lose out and the Blues or Wild win out and the Golden Knights miss the playoffs. That's really? Still a possibility.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to, though.
It's highly unlikely, but it's a like 5% chance it happens.
5%.
I'll get you the actual stats here.
Okay.
Because I want to be. So there's an 10.4% chance that they miss the playoffs.
A 10.4.
10.4.
That's actually, I like that.
That's substantial odds with only 10 games remaining, 9 games remaining.
It'd be nice. God, I'd love it.
Like, it's a long shot, but there's a chance.
It would make my day.
I made bets earlier this year that the Canucks would finish top three in the playoffs before we even played a game. I literally put money down in on playalberta.com that Vancouver would finish in the top three based off of the way preseason play.
Top three of?
In the Pacific Division.
Oh, geez, you're going to win that bet.
Yeah.
How much are you going to win on that?
Like, I'm going to quadruple my money from like a $3 bet to the, like $15, $14 or something.
Wee.
Hey, I don't bet big, but. But hey, you're telling me that there's a chance they don't make the playoffs? I might put money if the Vegas misses the playoffs.
Sorry. God, that I love Dom. He made me a meme. Thank you, Dom. You're my favorite child now. Carlos, go to hell. And Chent, you're right there beside him. So, folks, if you're not watching and you're only listening, you're missing so much. I think I broke Jake again.
It's so stupid.
I broke Jake.
It's so stupid.
So now the question is, we clinch tomorrow.
Yep.
Do you play to take first?
Hell yeah.
Or do you?
Hell yeah. Fuck no.
Wow.
Fuck no.
So you go all out, eh?
You keep going. You change nothing. You change absolutely nothing. This team is fragile enough that I think if you start to change anything, the entire bottom could fall out. It's the Canucks. You're like, you know what, Hughes? We're going to take you. We're going to, Hronek, we're going to take you. We're going to rest you for a game for load management purposes. And we'll end up losing like 150-7. Like, this team is fragile enough that I don't think even like with Dakota Joshua coming back, it sounds like he should be back for next game. There's a high likelihood he's back next game, and was practicing on the top line with Miller and Besser.
But he had a red jersey on still, did he not?
I do not believe so.
Oh,
I believe,
okay.
They said he was taking full practice.
Oh, cool.
But because the morning skates yesterday? Did we play yesterday?
No,
whenever it was. He practiced with the red jersey on for two practices.
Yeah.
Before that, right? So he's poised to come back and not play and not be a third line, but be instantly put into,
why not,
a top six role.
Yeah. Throw him in.
Might as well.
Get him some high end play, I'll say.
Well, and not just that, but he's the type of player that he's got good enough hands to make those passes to Miller and Besser.
Yeah.
He's a nuisance. So now you've piled up your two hard-hitting bodies who can also score onto one line with Miller and Joshua.
Yes.
You put that up against a team like Dallas who's a little bit older and a little bit slower, that could be the difference between a win and a loss.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So it seems like a good move. But with the news that Demko being placed on LTIR and Archie Baines being recalled, we're kind of, it's two different things, but it's all one movement. So now you texted me and I thought you were panicking and freaking out.
Oh no.
Earlier today because Demko was being placed on LTIR.
No.
I saw on Twitter and Facebook of people who did not understand what retroactive LTIR meant. Losing their goddamn minds, because retroactive LTIR means they placed them on long-term injury reserve as of the day he went out on injury. And what that means is that he's allowed to come back at any point now because it's been over 2 weeks.
Yes.
But what it does is it allows us to clear space to bring up Archdeep Baines in the cap world with Elias Lindholm. I don't know which pronunciation it goes by.
It's Elias.
No, it's. I thought it was Elias Pettersson. No, I don't know. They're both pronounced slightly differently. One's Lindholm. Lindholm is out.
How long do we know yet?
We don't know. Everything I was listening to and reading today, and the last couple of days, is that there's internal debate on the Canucks on how long Lindholm is going to be out. He was supposed to see a doctor yesterday, and the insiders haven't heard anything. Donnie and Dolly were talking today that if it appears to be potentially a hand or wrist injury, and what that they don't know what that could be, but Dolly Wall mentioned that it feels very similar to the Tanner Pearson injury that took him out for 18, 19 months, however long that was. So not good news for Elias Lindholm.
No. But
really great news for Archdeep Baines to be able to come up and get a chance with the big club. Because when he was up, I thought he made a pretty good impression and played like he didn't look out of sorts at the NHL level.
No, not at all. I think he's going to be a good addition myself.
Sorry, I'm just pulling up his stats here because I don't think he got too many counting stats with the Canucks. No, 5 games played, no points, 6 penalty minutes, -3. So not real any effect on the scoreline, but did make an effect with his forechecking, being on the ice, just getting in and making an impact outside of the scoring, which is what you need from someone who's going to step in a third, fourth line role. Know his role and play it.
Exactly. Just to go back to Demko, Rick Dhaliwal is reporting that he's going to play 2 or 3 games at the end of the season and then get ready for the playoffs. So
we don't have too many games left, so that's good news.
Tockett's not concerned. This is from Tockett regarding Lindholm.
Yep.
I'm not really concerned. I think it's just something, a little nagging, that's getting better every day. When asked if he was nervous that the further test might reveal more serious injury, no, not from the best of my knowledge, I would say no. So,
good to know.
It sounds like Lindholm isn't going to be out long term.
Which is good, but we also are at the advantage where we clinch tomorrow. Lindholm, get out and get healthy. Get 100%, yeah. Come back healthy.
Well,
because having him at 100% and being able to play defensively, even if he's not scoring because he hasn't worked out in a scoring role, but being able to play that shutdown center in a playoff series, huge.
He's going to be a massive addition to our playoff package, I'll say. And you're right. It might not be scoring every night. He might not get multiple points every game, but he's going to be that shutdown guy, right? Yeah,
exactly.
And he's that presence. Like, he just doesn't take shit from nobody.
Yep. Right. And again, 60-odd% in the faceoff dot. That's absolutely insane numbers. That's back to Manny Malhotra days for the Canucks.
Every time I hear it, I think of Manny, eh? What could have been.
Right? Like,
if not for a silly injury.
A silly injury. His eye.
What I meant, like, it was a fluke injury.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. Yeah. To answer a question here in chat, what kind of player is Baines? In the NHL, he's been kind of a third, fourth line grinder type player. Gets in, gets the puck out. However, in the AHL for Abbotsford, 49 points in 53 games.
That's pretty good.
Very much an assist guy. He is was the All-Star representative for Abbotsford this year.
Can you put him with a Joshua?
On your third line, yes.
Right?
Right? Like, for me, Baines is definitely a player who should be pushing for a full-time NHL spot next year.
Yeah.
But in a playoff situation where you need a little bit more grit and grime, you put Lindholm, Joshua, and Bane's on a line, and you've got yourself a defensive line who's going to be able to outgrind you, get in and get those pucks out of the dirty areas the board plays, stuff that Tockett really likes.
But if Bane stays and Lindholm comes back, it's
the playoffs. It's the playoffs. There's no salary cap. Who cares?
Well, I know, but you can only draft so many people.
Nils Zaman, one of our fourth line guys, guys who have an upside, but don't have that same grit that Baines brings.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yep, that makes sense.
Right? Because I'm assuming if you're doing that, when Lindholm comes back, Suter will go back up on the top line unless Joshua has insane chemistry with Miller and Besser.
Yeah.
You're going to probably bring him back down to the third line or maybe the second line and pair him back up with Garland and go Garland, Joshua, and with Petey. And then bring Hoglander down, right? There's so many moving pieces.
There is.
And all of them are okay options. Like, there's not an option where I'm like, I don't like that. It's okay. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Like,
yeah,
you need to load up and put the lotto line out for a period. Cool. Then Suter goes and centers us the second line, Lindholm on the third line or back, however you deploy them. Who cares? That those are still NHL centermen.
Yeah.
They're NHL quality, and it's been so long since the Canucks have had this depth and this movability in their roster. It really goes back to 2011, 2012 years.
Well, it's funny because we were talking about the playoff structure, and I was like, when did they change this?
And I honestly wholeheartedly thought it was the season before the 2011 playoffs.
And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure the season 2011, one played eight, two played seven, and so on. And you looked at it, it was what, 2013?
2013-14.
Because I said, well, it must have been when the Canucks haven't been in. And that was correct.
Well, again, technically speaking, the Canucks did make the playoffs in the 2019.
And one played eight. Because if we just got in.
No.
One played eight.
No, in the COVID playoffs,
yeah,
they completely changed how that format worked. So the top four, like technically, I guess, yes, you are right. The one played eight, but it was, no, I'm not saying it again. The entire playoff structure was completely hornswoggled because of the fucking COVID shutdown.
Yes.
Right. And the last time the Canucks made the playoffs.
Actually made the playoffs.
Sorry, you're right. When we were talking beforehand, we made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Yes.
Because we beat the Wild to get into the playoff in the play-in series.
Yes.
And we played the Blues first round. And then we lost to the Golden Noodles.
So,
it doesn't happen often. And I believe, I'm going to pull this up. I want to pull this up for the 2020 playoffs. I think we lost in four games.
Well, you're pulling it up. We have like 71 people watching live, which is really cool. I think that's just freaking amazing. If you're watching live, do me a favor. Just go up, copy the link, and share it. It doesn't cost you anything. And it means so much to us. So whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whichever, copy, paste, boom, done.
Now, I have a very honest question here for you. Why did you say Twitter?
Twitter.
You've been listening to Busted Open.
It's a Twitter machine.
I don't listen
to Busted Open when I'm working.
Vegas won the Western Conference second round playoffs in seven games. So we took the Golden Noodles to seven games in 2020. I was like,
what are you talking about?
Remember the thing I said I was looking up before you got distracted?
We've moved on, Jake.
No, you literally did a segue to not move on. So yeah, we took them to seven games and lost 3-0 in game seven.
Nice.
Very high likelihood that's going to be our first round matchup again.
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to be the team that knocks off the champs.
I would too, but...
they're still the champs. Till someone beats them, they're the champs.
It just...
you want to be the man? You got to beat the man.
It's true. I just wish we could play like... I wish the Wild or St. Louis would sneak into the playoffs somehow. Because I have way more faith in the team beating those guys than either Nashville or the Vegas Golden Noodles right now. So,
and we'll take such a ribbing if they go in the first round. We're never going to hear the end of it. It's going to be like, yeah.
I got nothing. Literally, I have nothing. If this entire season is a one and done, like, four games in the playoffs, that's it. Let's hyperbolize. We've got a little bit of time here before we're gonna run out of time and have to say goodbye. What happens if you get into the playoffs?
We'll put it in the universe.
What happens if you get into the we're gonna put it in the universe. What happens if you get into the playoffs and you lose in the first round?
You blow it all up. You trade everybody.
That's the irrational fan talking right now. But what? Seriously, what would you do? Like,
cry?
I mean, we would cry. 100%, we would cry. But what do you do with?
Can you imagine if we go out four straight? Oh my god! Why are we putting this out in the universe, Jake? We know better than this.
It's a possibility, and we know Canucks. We know Canucks luck. Don't you fucking point that finger at me. Canucks luck is a thing, and it hasn't been a thing all year. I'm waiting. We're waiting. Vancouver as a city is waiting, and we get into the playoffs. The city's going to come alive. It's going to be ready to go for game one, hosting the first time in 9 years a playoff game.
And I might be in Vancouver for the Stanley Arena. Cup winning game. Just saying. It's not my fault.
Good luck getting tickets.
No, we'll be at it's our graduation. What is it? It's our 40th grad reunion.
So is that where the riot will start or end?
It depends if they win or lose.
No, I really don't think so.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's June 21st I go down. So it would be the 21st, 22nd, 23rd I'm down there.
Oh, the playoffs will be over by then.
You think so?
Yeah, because give me 1 second.
For some reason, I want to say it can go into that weekend. It can go to that weekend. And as Jake's looking, you guys are doing a great job. We're up to 79 viewers now. Let's get it up there. Let's break that 100 mark, guys. Share it, share. I don't care if you shared once before, share again. Sharing's good. Copy paste. Carry on.
I want to say somewhere I read it was like the NHL, the Stanley Cup finals begin on June 3rd.
Yeah.
So it'll definitely be over by that point. June 3rd. So your game one's June 3rd. Let's just say every 2 days you play a game.
So third, fifth, seventh.
Let's say eighth. Let's do third, fifth, eighth, 10th, 12th, 14th, 16th. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's the weekend before you'll be there.
Oh, it'd be Father's Day. Think of it. Sunday.
I think I should be in Vegas at that time. I won't be. I'm going to Europe like 3 weeks before that. Calm down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, I used to always go to Vegas for Father's Day.
Father's Day, June 16th. What a perfect Father's Day that would be.
Well, so now, like, again, that was just a hypothetical schedule. Let's say the 15th. Be even great, like, Father's Day on the 16th, we go get Stanley Cup tattoos with a giant hangover.
Would they do that? Because my blood would be really thin and I'd bleed like a stuffed pig.
I know tattoo artists. I'll call one up and be like, hey, we're coming.
Your mom says Vancouver will go nuts. Yes, they will. Burn the city to the ground. You and know we have plans.
We have plans for the playoffs. I don't want to share what they are until we figure out the logistics of everything that we want to do. But I have ideas. We have big ideas. We have big plans.
Big plans. Really, really big plans.
Big plans.
Big plans. Oh, stay, big plans.
Stay tuned for that. And I don't know if you're ready for this, but it's my favorite segment of the week. Actually, no, that's not true. My favorite segment is at the end of the show. Always the end of the show. My favorite segment is the end of the show. This is a close second, though.
Wow.
It's time for the old man predictions. How well did he do? Do-do-da. Do-dee-doo.
That is right, everyone. It is time for the old man predictions. Do-dee-da. Do-dee-doo.
Can I ask a question before?
I mean, yeah, it's your segment. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Where did you come up with do-dee-da, do-dee-doo?
You came up with it! You came up with it!
I did not.
So, the week before I premiered that, you said you were going to come up with a jingle and graphics and everything. And then it came around to the week and I said, where's the graphics and jingle? And you said, do-dee-da, do-dee-doo. And then proceeded to go on with your predictions. So, I literally took what you said and threw it into a song.
That's awesome. Oh, my.
Do you remember what your predictions were this past week?
They were 1-1-1, and then I had to change them because we had an extra game because we delayed the we moved the podcast to the Wednesday correct. Instead of the Monday. So I said 2-1-1, and we went
3-1.
I was starting close.
Meaning we have 10 games left.
We can't lose any. We have to string 10 to get 10 in a row.
Old man. At what? How many games left did you predict? 32, 33, 36 games left? Like, no matter what I say, this is crazy accurate. Like, if we go on a 10-game run, which is highly unlikely, but definitely still plausible.
You'll shave your head on the screen. I get to shave your head on the screen.
Deal. If we run 10 straight, deal. I'll only start panicking when we get to like 6 in a row. So,
oh, that would be funny.
Be bald.
Okay. Predictions.
Predictions. This week we have the Stars, the Ducks, and the Golden Noodles. And sorry, before we get your predictions, check in.
Oh.
We also have a game on Thursday. Or on Wednesday, sorry, next week at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
So I should predict that one too.
So, well, no. I have a way better idea.
Okay.
We've talked about this before, and I'm literally throwing this to you with no warning.
Like he always does.
What if we watch the first period and then do our show in the intermission? Watch the first period on stream, live reacting with everyone.
Ooh.
And then during the first intermission, we'll do our show and talk about the game.
Get together and do it here?
I make no guarantees I can make that work because I would then have to leave and go home because I have to work at 8 a.m. and I work downtown and that's like a 45-minute drive on a Thursday. And adding another 15 minutes sounds like absolute hell and I'd rather not.
Well, no, you could go home after the game.
The game's on at 8 our time Mountain.
Oh.
Game's not going to be over till 11, so I'm not going to get home until 11:30.
I thought you said it was at 7.
Pacific time.
Oh. That changes everything.
So, we'll discuss this off air. It's an idea we're floating. But we have the Stars, Ducks, and Noodles that we're predicting. Stars, Ducks, and Noodles. If we win against the Stars, I believe if we win against the Stars, we will lock up a playoff spot. If we win outright.
Yeah. I'm going to be saying... I I want to say three. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go big, Jake. I'm going big.
Well, you need to go. You need to go in 10 in a row.
Let's take it to the bank. 3-0.
You heard it here, folks. 3-0 in the next three games in the next week. I don't know what that was. I feel unsafe.
It felt really good, though. You should try.
I feel unsafe, and I apologize to all the viewers and listeners out there for having to listen to that. If you want to get your predictions in, use the hashtag HSP on Twitter. Tag the old man at old man HSP.
Yeah, let's do that.
And if you nail the predictions, we'll shout you out here after the old man predicts next week.
Yes. There might be a list of people we have to shout out, but I'll make a tweet after we're off air and
reply.
Then I'll ask for your predictions on that tweet.
And use the hashtag HSP.
#HSP.
If you reply and you don't use the hashtag, you're not going to get shown on the screen.
So there.
Forward. We make the rules.
It's our show. It's got our
name.
Someone asked me at work today, well, what's the name of your show? Hughes Sports Podcast. And he looked at me dumbfounded and he goes, well, that's boring. And I was like, but we have a cool logo.
We have a boring name, but the logo top notch.
I had to show him and he agreed. He can't believe how gray your hair is, though, for a young kid.
Yes, I'm the guy with the gray hair wearing the suit, the suit and tie with the Lions jersey on, not the Canucks guy with the hoodie on. Yeah, definitely goes that way. Changing gears here a little bit, out of the hockey realm, out of the Canucks realm,
talking football.
Now, I'm taking the floor here with the NFL kickoff changes because this is something that the CFL has also been discussing and changing their kickoff. But the NFL went ahead and it's been approved by the rules committee. No, it has not. It has been approved by the committee, the rules committee, the competition committee. That's the words I was looking for.
Yeah.
It still has to get approval from the owners.
Oh, okay.
And it is written in the wording is that this is a 1-year trial to be reviewed in the next offseason.
Tell us about it, Jake.
Okay, let me pull up the pictures here because it gets kind of confusing if you don't know.
As Jake's pulling that up, folks, we only have like 15 more minutes left in the show. We're at 91. Call a friend. Text a friend. That's what you do. Copy and paste. If you're on your phone, copy and paste and text 5 friends. Well, except for Dom, you could just text 1 because I don't think you have 5 friends.
Jesus. We're supposed to be making our fan base feel good about themselves, not bad. This is why you're not in charge. This is why you can't be in charge of things.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Well, except for our logo. Our logo is really nice.
Man, our logo rocks. I got it on a hoodie.
So standard kicks will still begin from the 35.
From the 35.
The 10 kick coverage players will line up at the opposing 40 with 5 on each side of the field. The return team will have at least 9 blockers lined up in the setup zone between the 30 and 35 yard line, with at least 7 of those players touching the 35. Up to 2 returners will be allowed inside the 20. Only the kicker and 2 returners will be allowed to move until the ball hits the ground or is touched by a returner inside the 20.
Oh.
Okay. So they're taking the XFL rules and slightly modifying them.
Yeah.
But you're going to be 10 yards apart, 10 to 15 yards apart on setup.
And no one can't move
until the ball is either touches caught. The ground or caught in the 20.
6 to go.
In the 20. Within the 20. So, Any kick that reaches the end zone in the air can be returned, or the receiving team can opt for a touch, step back, and possession at the 30. Any kick that reaches the end zone and goes through the end zone will also result in a touchback at the 30. If a ball hits a returner or the ground before the end zone and goes into the end zone, a touchback will be at the 20, or the kick can be returned.
Oh, okay.
Any kick received in the field of play must be returned.
So no more fair catch.
You can let it bounce into the end zone. Like, you can let it bounce into the end zone and take it, but you're taking it at the 20, or you pick that ball up and you run. You have blockers lined up at the 35. If that ball bounces on the ground and then rolls into the end zone and you don't take it, that's a problem on the, that's a fumbling of the ball.
Now, currently they kick off from the 35 anyways, do they not?
Yeah, kickoff is staying at the exact same.
And they kick it through the end zone 9 times out of 10.
Intentionally, I don't know how many times, but there was over 2,000 dead plays last year in kickoffs.
Yes. So now, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. Now, if you kick it through the end zone, what happens?
You kick it through the end zone. My team kicks it through the end zone. You get the ball at the 30.
And what is it now, at the 20?
I think it's at the 30. So that doesn't change. It might be the 35.
It's not going to change then.
Now, if I kick the ball and it touches the ground before touching the end zone, you get the ball at the 20. There is incentive as a kicker to drop that ball between the 20 and the end zone.
Okay, I see what you're getting
at. And 10 yards, that's a huge advantage every single time you're kicking the ball.
Yeah, it's huge.
So you're now literally going to have to retrain some of these kickers.
Four to go.
Who can do it, and I know they can do it, because they're professional fucking NFL players.
Yes.
A little bit off of the ball and have it land within the 20. Because if you have it land within the 20, like, have it land at the 15 every single time. And hope that bounce doesn't go towards the end zone. Because that player now has to pick up that ball and run with it.
So there's going to be way more incentive of getting a kicker that
an actual place kicker.
Well, and it's right now they have robo kickers that just kick the ball as hard as they can, as far as they can, because that's just the way the game is down there.
Yeah.
See, I'd still like to see him go back to the 25. Kickoff from the 25.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Right?
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I'd like to see how this works. Because if this changes that, where it removes everything. Sorry. Also, if the kick goes out of bounds before the end zone or doesn't reach the landing zone within the 20, the return team gets the ball at the 40. So you kick that ball out of bounds?
Oh, without touching, and then it's at the 40.
No. So you kick the ball and it lands on the 21-yard line and bounces out, that ball goes on the 40-yard line.
Ooh.
If that ball just goes straight out of bounds, that goes on the 40.
Wow. Okay.
So you can't just corner kick it and have it roll out, which is a lot of the great kickers, what they would do is try to make that ball roll out at the right?
That's a coffin corner. That was the idea, right?
Now, that's what I always associate that more with punting than I do with kickoffs.
Yes.
But that removes that even from a possibility. No, that ball goes out of bounds, just straight in the air, goes on the 40. This sounds a lot better than just allowing teams to have the ball on the 35 goddamn yard line.
Well, or the
40 for the CFL.
CFL, they're talking about the no kickoffs, just take the ball on the 40. Well, they'll give you the option. Well, there'll be no fucking kickoffs. You ask any coach, you get the ball on the 40, your chances of scoring a touchdown is like 75% higher than if the ball's at the 30.
It's absolutely asinine that that's even an option that's being considered.
And that's where my rant comes in. We're two away, folks. Two away. We can do this. Text a friend. We only got 8 minutes. Phone a friend. We've texted. Now it's time to phone them. Trust me, I'm a salesman. I know these things.
No, but no, don't phone a friend, because if you're watching on your phone and you phone a friend, we'll then go backwards.
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't phone a friend. Text them. Share. So my rant. The CFL. What the? Oh, somebody fucking phoned because now we're down to 97, Jake.
You're the one who told them. You told them to.
And then I said not to.
Well, it's too late. They probably missed that.
We're delayed. It's good.
Brent, focus.
Stop looking at numbers. The NFL has been stopped playing for what? Maybe a month and a half now? If that, about a month and a half. The CFL has been about 6 months, has it not? We've been about 6 months?
November,
4 months?
November, December, January, February, March. So 4 months.
4 months. What the hell is going on with the CFL? They couldn't make a decision if their life depended upon it. They literally are leaderless. They have no leader. Whoever's in charge, whether it be the Board of Governors or whether it be Randy Ambrosi, who's in charge? Somebody's got to take this ball and return it. Because, my God, people, it's pathetic. We're coming up to probably going to be the biggest Grey Cup in CFL history. And I'm going to put it out there. This is going to be the biggest Grey Cup in CFL history as far as viewership, as far as attention to it. It's going to be that big. Don't you give me that fucking roll the eye shit. Grr. And what do we have happening? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, we might cut out the kickoff in football. What the fuck? Why call the game football then? The foot doesn't touch the ball.
To be fair, I will give the Europeans this. It's a really dumb name to call football.
It is. It is. We need better leadership. And I'm not saying Randy Ambrosi needs to be fired. What I'm saying is we need better leadership. But we don't have it.
So when you say better leadership, what does that look like? Because when you say better leadership, to me, that means replacing Randy Ambrosi with someone different.
Or maybe get him a better team. We're two away, folks, two away. Get him a better team. Get him a team that can actually make a decision rather than...
But what decisions do you want to see made? What, like...
Well, they've talked about this kickoff rule, and that's been batted around now for 3 months. Nothing's come of it. The NFL made a decision in weeks. But we've taken months.
That's because the NFL has a lot better... Don't get me wrong. They have a lot better processes in play, but they also need to have the attention on them 24/7, 365.
So is this a case of maybe we don't, maybe it's not leadership, maybe it's freaking communication?
Well, I mean, we're also talking about a league who we still haven't heard back to about why they voided a contract of a player who is going to be drafted in the NFL. There was a contract in place signed, sealed, delivered. Arlan Bruce IV was going to be an Edmonton Elk, and they pulled it.
And yet, they let Toronto. What's his name? Sorry, I'm blank.
McLeod Bethel Thompson?
Yeah, no. Their quarterback. Is it Thompson?
Yeah.
No, that's not right, Jake.
McLeod Bethel Thompson.
Is that the guy who went on a rant, drunken rant on Twitter?
I believe so.
And he's got sexual harassment charges up against him? I don't think it's... I think you're wrong. For some reason, that name's not... You could be 100% right. And as he's looking it up...
Chad Kelly.
Chad Kelly. I knew you were wrong. I was like, no, that's not it. They let Chad Kelly... They're going to continue to let him play. If this doesn't go to court... Chad Kelly will be playing in the CFL this year. Here's a guy that is obviously has an issue. obviously. It's not a secret anymore. He has a drug, alcohol, something issue. He has charges. There is a coach that quit because of she felt unsafe around him, and he's allowed to play. Yet here's this kid who made a mistake. Kind of reminds me of a certain Japanese baseball player. But I guess different, because he...
different mistake, but that's something I want to talk about after this, so keep going.
And got a $600 misdemeanor fine. Folks, it was a misdemeanor fine. We've had $600 traffic tickets.
Do you remember in 2006? I had to look this up while you were talking here, and some gentleman named Ricky Williams came into the CFL after being hit with a full year suspension by the NFL. He came up to play in the CFL because he had four different failed drug tests.
It's insane.
The CFL was like, yeah, come on up.
Absolutely, positively insane that... A, we haven't heard back. Like, it's simple email, folks. Simple email. No comment. That's all they needed to say. We don't want to discuss it.
And to be fair, that's what Edmonton did. Edmonton reached out and said, hey, we didn't make the decision. We can't talk about it. No comment.
And they directed us to the league. Maybe I'm off tomorrow. Maybe I'll make some more phone calls.
Do it. Talking about the... Shohei Ohtani,
yeah,
translator incident. I don't want to get into the weeds with it because we're already very close to our 1 hour of time that we like to keep our people here and entertained. But with this news that clearly Ohtani was definitely not gambling and betting on games that he was in, definitely not making bets through his translator, and his translator was just stealing money from him. If you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. It connects Brooklyn to mainland New York.
Or the one that fell down.
No, we don't.
It didn't fall down. It got knocked down. I'm sorry.
It got knocked down.
We can sell you that one. It's cheap.
If this continues and it is found out in any way, shape, or form that Ohtani had any involvement, whether it be he had knowledge of it or was involved directly, and they allow him to keep playing, there better be some goddamn justice for Pete fucking Rose. Because there's no way you can tell me that guy doesn't deserve to be in your Hall of fucking fame for not betting on his team.
He never bet on his own team.
But Ohtani deserves to continue to play while also manipulating.
But he don't know. He didn't know.
Okay, wait, the accent's unneeded. Jesus Christ. This is why you can't be in charge of things.
That's what he said. I'm just repeating what he said, dude.
No, you didn't have to. That's 62 episodes. 62 episodes is good. We're going to get canceled.
That's what he said. He said, I knew nothing.
He knew nothing.
I know he's rich. Like, I get it. Hundreds and billions. I don't know how much money he's got in his bank account.
How much
was missing? Millions?
Millions.
Millions. Millions. Plural, people. Not just 1 million. Jake, if I take $10 out of your bank account, are you going to notice it?
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, but...
$4.5 million. Sorry, not just $1 million, not like $20,000, $4.5 million.
It's a thing, folks. I'm not saying he's guilty, because we have no proof.
Nope. And there should be due justice. There should be an investigation. Find out what he knew, what he didn't know.
What I'm saying is bullshit. Oh, carry on.
look, we don't know, but all I'm saying is the betting the real problem, or is Pete Rose just not liked because he's kind of a dick to people?
He's probably a dick to people. Well, I mean, it was funny because we were discussing this at work today, and I brought up the fact of, look at a good Calgary native here, Theo Fleury. Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? He has the record and the stats to put him in the Hall of Fame. There's only one reason he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He sued the league.
Huh?
Did he not sue the league?
Oh,
you're back. You're back.
Whoa, that was weird. Good thing I didn't swear. No, he didn't sue the league.
Oh, I thought he brought charges towards the league.
No, it's just that he's a nutball in his views. It would be bad press.
I don't think that has anything to do with their. They put some questionable people in the Hall of Fame for their views. I think it has to do with the assaults and bringing that forward and making the NHL look bad in that process.
Yes.
I honestly thought he had brought a case against the NHL.
He could have. I would have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Arlan Bruce, another perfect example, our good friend who watches his show every week.
There's only one reason
Arlan Bruce is not in the Hall of freaking fame. 4-time All-Star, 2-time Grey Cup, like 11 million yards. There's a reason that guy's not in the Hall of Fame. Because he sued the league. Bad press. We'll get you into the Hall of Fame, Ireland.
We'll start our own Hall of Fame. Screw it.
Screw it. We'll call it the Hughes Sports Podcast Hall of Fame. We should do that.
No, that's a bad name. We should come up with a new name, just like. The Hughes Sports Podcast is a bad name, apparently. So
no, it's boring. It wasn't bad.
It's a boring name. Sorry, it's a boring name. So if we're gonna have a boring podcast name, we should have a jazzy Hall of Fame name, like the most extreme, hardcore, upside down Hall of Fame championship trophy.
He's in the penalty box for even trying to think up of that one. What the fudge was that? Let's just call it the HSP Hall of Fame.
Do we actually have to buy a hall, though? Like, that seems expensive.
Well, the CFL didn't have a hall for the longest time, so...
Did they actually not have an actual hall for their Hall of Fame?
Yes, they did. I'm joking. Oh. Jesus, you're gullible.
Well, to be fair, it's a CFL. Anything's fucking possible. Oh yeah, we turned that into a janitor's closet. We had to move all the trophies out.
We had wrestling that night. It was a bingo hall. We had bingo.
I mean, there are CFL Hall of Famers who are wrestlers, so it checks out.
Yes.
But unless you have anything else, old man. Mm-mm. It's time for my favorite time of the night.
Can I say it?
Can I do our regular plugs first? Okay, just wait a second. Here. Follow us on all social media platforms. TikTok's kind of blown up a little bit. Get in there while it's still young. We might go. So don't worry, your podcast isn't skipping. It's my brain that's skipping. We might start going live on TikTok soon, as soon as we get all that logistics figured out. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at HSP_pod. You can follow me at JStreams, J-E-H Streams. You can follow the old man on the Twitter machine at OldManHSP. You beautiful people, have yourselves a beautiful, wonderful, fantastic night. Mwah, and goodbye. Whoa!